teach Blaise Yedel Finkel, the Rosh Hashiva, how to speak English. So she held her finger and he said, one. He said, von. He said, one. She said, von. You get it. It wasn't going. Okay. Anyhow. All right. Tesis here tells us, Eino din she niter be'oimen beruba. For Tesis, pibirish bekonish mu bit the movu ches afal gav de vahai kalva chaymer nami motzi le mishriye the yeis mi dalad have high pass for chotze mishtayer bechas dalad kaven de lav lishem lechi hukba velo lishem tikun pass hukba yehi de apkina miteres lepki miteres lechi apkina nami miteres pass. Rashi, as Tesis brings it, Rashi seems to say, Tesis brings Rashi faithfully, the site seems to be that can I learn a Kal V'Chomer from Chotze to Mavoi to learn that Pas Dalet will work by Mavoi too? So Rashi appears to say yes. However, when I get to a shir of Dalet Amos, the same way I say by Lechi, it's Nidoy Mishum Mavoi, the Pas Dalet will be needed Mishum Mavoi also and won't work. As in theory, Pas Dalet can be learned from Chotzer to Mavui, but Rashi says it won't solve the problem of Nidain Mishim Mavui. That problem will still exist. It won't help us. V'ri Piresh, Dain Sfara Lilmoid Linyan Teres Pas Michotzer. The Ri says it's impossible to learn Pas from Chotzer. Devechotzer, HaPas Mahani Mishim Mechitza, Mishim Hochi, Kol Shechein De Mahani Hecha De Sois Maitvei. Ava B'mavui, Shekilu chachomim balechi, afilu lamandamar mishum mechitza, tzarek shehei shem lechi alav. Oh. So the Ri is chaylik. The Ri says that in Sfar there's no way to be able to learn pas, dalet, from chotzer to mavui. He says, and he kind of explains his Sfar. Since pas, dalet works mishum mechitza, says kol shechein de mahani hechad the seis mitzvei. The more it's seisim, the more it is. And he sounds like he's saying that's a steer to the whole idea by mavoi, and therefore it's impossible to learn pas dalet from chotzer to mavoi. What's the machlekes? What is the hezbon the machlekes between Rashi and the Ri? So I understand the machlekes in the following way. See, Rashi's understanding, the machlok is here. Well, this here, kind of have to think about, as I say, in lumdus is all about definition. The first step in a lumdus is, what am I defining? What needs the definition here? So I see here what needs the definition is what lechi is. Because we are coming to bring pas dalet from chotzer to mavui. We know what lechi is in mavui. We know lechi works by mavui. The question is, can pas dalet transfer there also? So it appears to me, the way I see this machlokes, that's how I understand it, is does pas dalet have a similarity to lechi that says, if lechi works, kal v'chomer, the same way mavui, you found lechi can work, pas dalet works also? Or no? The other possibility is to say no. That though I know lechi works by mavui, pas dalet does not resemble lechi in any way, shape, form, or fashion, for some reason. And therefore, it just makes no sense to say that pas dalet can work also by mavui. Explanation like this. Rashi understands that the essential nature of a lechi is a soisem. Spoke about it before. Remember, lechi mishum mechitza, the lechi is coming to mimisayim, to delineate that fourth side. It's also a soisim. However, there is a side, a tangential quality to lechi, as we said, that it has to be a heker. But that's not the essential nature of the lechi is. A lechi is a soisim. It's a soisim with an added quality that it needs heker. Why does it need heker? Because that's the function of Hilchas Mavui. Hilchas Mavui say that that's Chazal made a takana. They said that there has to be some kind of heker at the end of my Mavui to remind everyone that they're going into Rishus HaRabim. So there is a halacha mikayach Hilchas Mavui that tells me that the lechi has to have an additional quality of being a heker. But its essential nature is as a soise. Yes and no. It's lechi, you're right. Lechi is, it creates the Pesach, but how does it do it? By being soise. He's right. You're right. Now, the question is, how does it do it? How does it perform its function? It performs its function by being soisim. When I say the word soisim here, it's not a stira. A Pesach is sosum. A tzuras of Pesach is sosum. What I mean is it's delineating that side. By creating the lechi into the mavui, I envision a continued Pesach going on into the mavui.
It's making a boundary.
So, according to the Ri, the essential nature of the lechi is the heker shabui. It's the reminder. The heker is crucial and part of the essentiality of what a lechi is. It's not just a tangential quality, it's essential to what the lechi is. The nafkamina is pas dalid. Pas dalid is not designed as a heker per se. It is essentially a soisim. Why is that true? Because of the halachas. And that's, like you were saying, I think this is important. We pointed out in the Chazanish, some of you asked me how I know it. I assume it, and I think it comes out very clearly in the Chazanish we spoke about on Tuesday. Lechi and Kaira in a Mavui create Pesach. The Ravid is quoted by the Rashi Mefurish. He says, even if you say Kaira Mishu Mechitza, it works by envisioning the side, the entrance to the Mavui as being a Pesach. Lechi does that too. When it's completely open, Chazal said this is a paritz. This is, even if it's 10, even if it's less than 10, but it's paritz v'meluya, it has a din pirza to asur the mavoi. I need to make a Pesach. Once I begin to be soisim, the entrance, it turns that pirza into a Pesach. Din derabonin, how it works, how lechi works. In pas dalid, and this is why, because chotzer is different from mavoi, the pas dalid is not creating a Pesach. It's making a mechitza. It's making another wall for my chotzer. So I'm taking pas dalid, which is, by its nature, a soisim in the sense, not just a delineator, but to actually make a wall, and want to transfer it to mavui. This is a machlokes between Rashi and the Ri. Rashi understands that the essential nature of what a lechi is essentially to create that divider, to create that, delineate that side. The heker is a side benefit, a side quality, not a benefit, a quality, a tangential quality. So I can, in effect, I can learn the kavachomer to bring pas dalid to mavui. But hilchos mavui have a din that they need to have a heker. So if my pas dalid has a heker, fine. When the pas dalid ceases to have a heker, it's useless. In Hilchis Mavui, mitzad the Mavui, I don't have the heker that's necessary to be matir. Therefore, says Rashi, fine, you can learn the Kalvachimer of Pas Dalit. The same way Lechi does something to delineate and be soisim the side, the Pas Dalit can do the same thing. But there's still a halach in Hilchis Mavui that requires that there be heker. If it's more than Dalit Amos, you have the same problems. Neither Mishim Mavui, it'll be possible. The Ri says it doesn't start, because the whole essential nature of what a lechi is to be a heker. The pas dalid does not have the quality of heker anymore. Once it doesn't have the quality of heker, it has no tzad that it could possibly work by a mavui. The essential quality that mavui needs as a matir is the heker. Pas dalid is not a heker, it's a soisein. Oh, it's a soisein, that's all it is? There's no havamina it could work by chotzer, by my mavui. Now, I believe that this machloikis has another ramification. And it has something to do, we talked about last week. I never spoke about it in shir, now I'm talking about it now.
So what does Rashi hold? He argues with that.
He holds you can bring in pas dalid, but it still has to have the quality of heker.
And the reason, by definition, pas dalid doesn't have elements of heker to it.
That's right. Pas dalid definitely doesn't have, by its essential nature, the quality of heker.
Right.
Doesn't have that.
My das can be kaveh that
not your das. The pastalad be karon doesn't have the quality. It doesn't. Its job is to serve as a soise. If it'll serve as a heker, it's because it's a side quality that comes from the mavo. You put a wall here. What's it doing here? So here's the difference. Rashi says, look, as a soisim, I can learn it. I can put it into mavoi too. And if it provides heker, great. According to the Ri, you can't even make the limud because the pas dalet is not, its mahus is not as a heker. And what mavoi needs is heker.
Why not? Mineo be would be.
No, it's not mineo be because it's an effect that it has. But the effect that it would have as a heker is something that comes out of what it is. But the what it is as a mechitza. It's not a heker. There's just no room for it in Hilchos Mavoi. Hilchos Mavoi is all about hekerim. Pastalet is not a heker.
It's much bigger and it'd be much more of a heker than a little peg.
What?
Because it's lacking heker quality.
There's no such halacha. Hilchos Mavoi doesn't exist. It's not compatible. This is what Mavoi needs as a matir. The pastalet can't be a matir. A matir in Mavoi, by definition, is that which is heker.
And the pastalet, by definition, is that without heker.
That's what it is, because in Chatzir, there's no need for it.
So
the nukos machlekas between Ri and the Rashi
is what lechi is. The definition of lechi. It starts with what lechi is, and then transfers to what pas dal is. That's how I see it. Lechi is something that delineates, and it has a quality of heker to it. It's completely heker. I mean, it's also seisin, but part of the essential the mahus of what a lechi is to be a heker. Right.
If the Kav Chomer is transferring pas to
it's translating the halacha of pas dala to there. If Mavoi needs by definition heker, it's not compatible.
Why can't
if Mavoi by definition needs soisin, just heker is a tangential quality that needs from Hilchos Mavoi, then pas dala is possible.
If it transfers, so why can't it evolve and morph when it's in that Mavoi? In that Mavoi environment.
According to the
Ri?
According to the Ri? Because you can't even learn it. You're taking something which is not a heker and trying to learn it into halachas that need heker. It's not a heker. It may come out to be a heker later. Look, why can't I learn up that a stop sign works? You know, entering Mavoi, entering Rishus HaRab and stop. That's not the heker Chazal set up. He's a Hilchos heker. All right. Say it over again. The essential nature of a lechi is as a heker, is a heker. Mavoi needs hekerim to be matir. A pas dalet, its essential nature is not a heker. It may serve as a heker, but its essential nature is not to be a heker. Therefore, it's not. That's how we understood what lechi was about. That's what the halachas of Mavoi have. Although the things that are matzah and lechi are essentially hekerim. I don't need it there. That's how we explained it. Because once I have a din stima, I don't have a pesach anymore, I don't need a heker.
And the past dalet can't create from a din stima?
No, it doesn't do that.
Why not?
It wasn't made that way. It was just made to be a mechitza. It doesn't have a din stima.
So how's matzah the
pesach? We consider that we have a wall here.
Without it being sauce.
It's a fourth side. I have a fourth wall. There's no Pesach here. It's what's considered a wall. It's a mechitza.
If it's sasum, why is it not better than the Pesach?
What?
If it's sasum. The
sasum is not a Pesach. The pasdalet is sasum. I know what the rest of it.
So why don't we use that wall?
It's considered now that I have a wall on this side.
So very good. It's even better than nechi, because name nechi. Don't need the heker. It's if you're saying it, you put on your glasses and you see Irving glass and you see there's
but there's steam throughout the entire throughout the rest of it. No, that's exactly what he's saying.
I mean, you still need the heker.
Yeah, it's just that you have a wall. All right. Now, there is an interesting. We talked about in the previous sugya. The Gemara said.
Not enough to have just a wall. You have to have a pas.
Pas dalet.
Pas on the mail of the pas.
Huh?
Pas on the mail of the pas.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, sure. Now, in the previous sugya, I think so. In the previous sugya, the Gemara talked about where it began. This we had this Mara Makaimus on the previous sheet. I hope you remember. Oise lechi heichen mamidai. Gemara said, "I de moikile bahade oisufe hu de kamoisifale." Amar papa de moikile leidach kis. You put it on the other side. Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua amar afilu tebe de moikila bahade de mitbe be or de mitzer be. Make it bigger or you make it smaller. Zokt Rashi. De mitbe be or de mitzer be gavoy vimenu oy namach vimenu. Rashi presents two possibilities. Either you make this added piece of the lechi a little higher than the lechi, or he said you make it thicker. In Tur and Shulchan Aruch, is when he brings this halacha, both the Tur and Shulchan Aruch only mention the second lashon of Rashi, either thickening or making it thinner. They do not mention the possibility of making higher. Why not? So, the Oil HaShabbos, I spoke to you about the Oil HaShabbos, right? Did you see it inside? Oh, you saw it inside? No, I should have run it off everybody. The Oil HaShabbos says pshat like this. There's a din, he says, that a lechi has to be like any wall, like in Hilchos Mechitza. We spoke about this before. A mechitza has to be within Gimel Tfachim of the floor. He says, when your lechi is gavaya mimenu, the effective lechi really only is the part that's gavaya mimenu. So it comes out, assuming the wall is 10 tefachim, which it has to be, it's not within 3 tefachim of the karak, it's possible. Therefore, he says, Rashi and the Torah held, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch held la halacha, that was impossible. The only possibility was, no, they don't speak of that, I don't know. And it's that whole lashon was eliminated. They understood when the Gemara makes that statement, it was talking about thicker or thinner.
Why not shorter?
I don't know. That lashon was bought. What's the pshat? You know, Rashi brought two lashonis, but the Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't seem to hold it. So I was thinking like this. According to the Ri, the aside of what a lechi is by definition a heker. If the heker is the mahus is to be heker, the only thing that makes a lechi is the heker shabbat. So the understanding then is a hemshich to the wall that exists, which is anyway not a heker. The only part that's actually heker is the part that goes above the lechi, above the mechitza. They say if that's what it is, that can't be a lechi, that doesn't fit the Hilchos Mechitza. Therefore, it's impossible. The only possibility of what could be is thicker and thinner. But what's above, that can't be. Why? Because if the whole mahus, like the Ri says, is the heker shaboy, the only lechi is what's above the mechitza itself. The rest has no heker, and therefore isn't a lechi at all. That's all assuming we hold like the Ri. But Rashi Lishitosai, that understands that the yisoid of what a lechi is basically a soisim, it's a delineator. The heker is another quality that it needs, that comes out of that soisim. So Rashi has no problem saying the whole thing is the lechi. Just it has that added quality by saying the haisafa. But the soisim, which is what the lechi is, includes the part that's below within 10 also. Therefore, Rashi has no problem l'shitasai incorporating into the definition of this Gemara both the case of Gavoya and Nomuch as well.
Wait. What's the problem with coming to Safi? With coming to Safi, the problem that it's bottled to the mechitza, right?
That it's what?
Bottled to the
mechitza. Bottle?
The added left.
If I add it on, it has no hecker, correct. That's the pashup shot.
So, why is it a bottle of mechitza? Just because they have an added thing to the top.
According to whom?
According to Rashi.
Doesn't matter.
Why?
Because the added thing that I have doesn't include, is the whole thing. It's whole one piece.
Doesn't include the whole thing. So
Why not?
It's just add a thing on top.
Why not? It's not an add a thing on top. I added something else together with a thing on top.
Just because it is at the same time?
Yeah.
So what?
So everything.
What do you say everything?
No, I'm telling you. I'm saying to you because I added a soisim, which includes a quality of hecker.
No, I didn't. I added a piece of wall, which includes a hecker, not a soisim. There's no soisim here. That's the point.
Why isn't there a soisim?
Because it's bottled to the wall.
I have
Why
a little piece
it
coming out.
To the wall?
It's not that it's bottled to the wall. I don't like your nosuch. It's not bottled to the wall. It doesn't have the hecker. It just becomes
right.
A hemshich of something
it's
that has no hecker.
The wall, right?
And has no hecker.
It's not nikur to itself.
Huh?
It's not nikur to itself.
It's not nikur as being a separate entity.
Right.
So if I make it gavoya, it is nikur as being a separate entity because it's taller. It's taller than the rest of the wall.
Only that part is taller. How could
no, the whole thing
so
is taller.
Thing
the whole thing is taller.
It's not the whole thing.
The whole thing is taller.
Why?
How so? I don't know if I have to be able to see it. It's the piece I'm adding on has a hecker to it. You keep saying it's how the guy looks at it. That's saying the whole thing has to be a hecker. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the whole idea is it has to be a soisim with a quality of hecker. The piece I'm adding is soisim and also has hecker with it within it. Okay. I mean, you're getting to the sukkah inyonim and all those things. Yeah, let's say.
Until 20 amas, people see it. So if you have 10 tefachim above where the rest of the wall is, you add on 10 tefachim.
Now he's understanding that the doesn't have a shem achitz unless it's within gimel tefachim of the ground.
I'm saying, but it is. Everything that a hecker does.
So the Ola Shabbos is saying the hecker doesn't have it, and the only thing that's the lechi is the hecker. That stims with the re. According to Rashi, it's not true.
Is this Rashi L'shitasa?
That's what I'm saying, Rashi L'shitasa.
No, Rashi L'shitasa, no, at the beginning of the Omer, that I could, if I made it L'shem Lechi, even though it doesn't have an intrinsic hecker, that's noticeable, it will still be kosher. Because the hecker is only a side quality. So if I can
the what? What? I didn't get it. The what?
Rashi says that if I made it L'shem Lechi, it's even more than Dalai Lama's, it will be kosher. Could this also be Rashi L'shitasa? That the hecker is only a side quality, and you left the etzimos of the Lechi. And therefore,
I was thinking about it. You want to say that's the machlekes rishonim? I thought about this just a second. And I don't think it's mukhruch. I don't think it's. I thought about it. It's very nice. Keep going. One second. The way I explained it then, lefid alumdus, I wanted to say then. I don't know. And lefid alumdus, I wanted to say then. I don't think it's mukhruch. I thought about this. Going another step further. And I'll tell you why. Because the way I explained the Rashi, I wanted to explain the Rashi without the kol. And I said, the very fact that I made, quote, a lechi, itself created hecker. Because lechi is automatically is associated with the idea of hecker.
Yes, but I have a lechi that intrinsically does not have a hecker to the eye.
So are you saying I don't need the hecker? But I do need. I'm not denying I don't need the hecker.
I do need the hecker, and I have it. But if lechi were to be the mahusay hecker.
Say it wouldn't work.
I don't know if that would. Maybe you could.
So you want to say you want to say you want to say the machlekes Rashi and the other shouldn't maybe gufatali in this. It's interesting. The Torah, it's not clear the Torah brings it down. The Rambam doesn't seem to say it. A lot of Rishonim don't bring this. I don't know if it's in Shulchan Aruch either. This whole heter of Rashi, that if I made it, it doesn't appear in the Paiskim so quickly. Some just say, if you do this, they say it, but they don't. So you want to say, Nochinami, could be telling this. Maybe. I mean, I thought about it. I was a little nervous to say it because of the reason I told you. That maybe, that's the essential nature of what a lechi is. But you're right. As Rashi L'shitasa was saying, that it could be that the tangential benefit comes from the shem lechi. And that's part of Rashi's whole sheet, that it's not what the most of what it is. According to the others, if the lechi itself is that nature, even if I made it l'shem that, it won't change anything. Very good. Could be. I thought about it. Shkeich. Thank you, Yossi. Okay.
The delineation.
Huh?
Delineation is Rebbe calls that
we're tentatively. The word steam is a very, very touchy word.
I'm saying, why isn't it more the hecker? We're mucker the bull, or however you want to demarcate.
But I'm demarcating, and that's what I'm doing. I'm demarcating, and I get from that a benefit of hecker. But the, what the lechi's, the way the lechi operates is by demarcating.
So what is stima?
Stima is another quality that envisions the halacha sort of envisions the mokum that's meduber as being filled in, as being sosum.
It's a, I thought Rebbe was putting these two together. I got this wrong.
Yeah, I use the word stima. I meant delineation when I said stima. That's what I meant.
But it is also a form of heka.
Yeah, I didn't mean it's stima in terms of that other meaning. Okay.
And if it's also a form of heka, then where are we going to find the big enough gemina? Meaning, where are we going to?
Well,
if
I'm.
Both
what? You mean the, I'm giving the nafkamina? I think this the nafkamina is the case where it rises above the mechitza. The Oyel Shabbos says that's the only lechi here is that piece above. The rest of it is not lechi. I'm arguing Rashi holds the whole thing as a lechi. Because Rashi understands that the essential nature of a lechi is a soisim, with a quality that produces heker. The whole thing is a soisim, that also produces a quality of heker. According to the Ri, the only heker shabbai is the part that comes above the mechitza. The rest of it is not heker at all.
So when Rebbe used the word demarcation, you weren't in Rashi or you were in Rashi?
I think I was in Rashi.
That's the tangential aspect?
The heker is the tangential part.
And that's the demarcation?
The demarcation is the essential part. The heker is tangential. According to the Ri, the heker is part of the mahus.
So the demarcation is the essential part, and that's also the steam.
Forget, leave the word steam out. Let's talk English
okay,
for a while.
So if the essential part is demarcation, why is the essential part also heker?
There will be heker there, but that isn't part of the essential definition of what a lechi is. It's something that is a taitsa of the demarcation. You know what I'm talking about?
The taitsa of the demarcation
is heker, which is necessary.
Is heker.
Yeah.
Demarcation is not just to be makir, but
the demarcation is it's the means by which I get the heker, but its essential nature is this. So if I can get a demarcation that also produces heker, gewaldik. So a pas dalid will also do that.
So in theory, I could have a demarcation which is not nikah.
You certainly could,
but
it wouldn't be mati the mobile because it doesn't have.
But it would demarcate.
Correct. So what the Ri says that you don't have a lechi if you don't have a heker shabbai. So pas dalit, who's mahus, is not as a heker, can't be learned. The Rambam has two chidushim. One chidush he says, and that the Briskerov addresses, B'Seif Dvarov, starting with Seif Dvarov first, he said, Lechi Shaya Rochav Harbe, Bein Shaya Rochbei Pochis Mechatzi Rechav Hamavui, Bein Shaya Rochbei Kachatzi Rechav Hamavui, Kosher V'Nidon Mishim Lechi. Avalim Haya Yeser Al Chatzi Rechav Hamavui, Nidon Mishim Oymed Rimbal Aparetz. So the Briskerov doesn't, of course, in that piece, he doesn't spell it out, but if you read the Rambam here carefully, he seems to say that when I have parts ke'oimed, the heter is only going to be mishum lechi. I don't incorporate the chiddush of oimed rebel parts until I actually have oimed rebel parts. Why is that shver? Because the Rambam paskins like the mother holds parts ke'oimed. So what's happening over here? Why do I have this special din? What changed? Now, the Rav wants to say, and it could be, the Rav wants to say that the reason is this. The din of Paretz Goymed, and this is me talking now, he doesn't say this, but he must mean it. Just touching up a little bit what he's going after. The Sugya and Tesvav is only a halacha in Hilchus Mechitzis. That second din that we spoke about, the din of Stima, that does not exist in Paretz Goymed. That is only in Oyem Nebrala Paretz. Now, if the reason is he wants to save me din ruba kakule, don't know. Could be. If there's a din, that chotzer has to be sosum. So if I say roiv is sosum and has a din sosum, I'll our conversation. Could be. But the point I'm just touching up now is that the sugya on tesvav is not about this second din that we spoke about on Tuesday. It's only about the first din, which is the din in individual mechitzas. That second din is only a din in Emor Bela Paretz. This is certainly a machlekes Rishonim. Tosfos himself pointed out, Tosfos was bothered, the sugya talks about Emor Paretz. Tosfos later says, it's going according to the Man Damar, holds Emor Bela Paretz is what's kosher. Paretz Ke'oimed is awesome. But if we pass in Paretz Ke'oimed, Tosfos agrees that Paretz Ke'oimed will also fill this need, fill this role. In which case, I would say that Paretz Ke'oimed also has a din stima. La halacha. That's I took that out of Tesvov. This is a very small machlekes, but an important one. According to the Rambam, the sugya on Tesvov is not relating to the second din we spoke about in Chatzar. That din is only Emor Bela Paretz. According to the other Rishonim, both dinim are being related to Andav Tesvov. Yeah.
Rabbi stating that an Emor Bela Paretz is not in the stima.
According to the Rambam. I have to see it. It's referring to, the individual mechitzas, not in terms... Again, the word steam is a very touchy lashon.
It's starf l'hashlim shur mechitza.
That's fine. It's okay.
Say it's not a steam, and if it's yet it's mitzvah l'hashlim shur mechitza.
The poets is mitzvah for the end. It's mitzvah.
Parts.
I have to sit on this so you need base. I don't know. I have to sit on it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we're talking about the same word steamy here. You know, the word steam is a very, very touchy lashon. I mean, you're saying it has to be like oimed. It's not considered parts at all. You know, the whole thing. And it's, if I have, it'll be mitzvah to the other side. So I have to see the case. I have to know what's talking about there. I mean, say if you hold parts oimed and omer upon parts, then the whole thing is called sosa. Okay. According to him, the second din is there anyway. If you had Omer Paretz, it could be.
Rabbi's bothered because you don't find Nefetes you need a din steamer by mother.
No, I'm not bothered by that. I'm just saying that otherwise I don't know what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos seemed to be bothered by. Tosfos seemed to understand that he had a kasha, and he answers it's not going like that mandamar.
Right.
According to Rama, it's not shver. The second din is only midin Omer Paretz, not in Paretz Kaimi. It's two different halachas. You know, he's asking, that he's saying from that sugi over there, it appears to say that this special din of stima, the word stima has a different, it's a tricky lashon. I don't have it, 2 minutes left. It's a tricky lashon to know what steam means, and I have to sit on the funeral base. I'll sit on it. The other issue, which the Magen Mishnah addresses at length, is the Rambam says lechi abaylet midafnai shel mavi kosher, and the Rambam is mashma that there is no shear, and the Rambam doesn't velechi ayin me'elavim somchelav mikoyde my Shabbos kosher. Rambam doesn't differentiate. It sounds like whether it was Oymid Me'elav, either way, the Rambam puts no shear, no limit on the size. Even if it reaches Dalet Amos, it's kosher, which appears to be a steer to our entire sugya. The Magen Mishnah says several pshatim. Ultimately, he leaves the Rambam Bitzarachin. I think the answer to the Rambam is very simple. Simple answer. Tosfos divrei maskal Rambam is nida mishim mavo. If Tosfos a filo mandam lechi mishim mechitza dahayalei lahayal yosim soismai mikol makom heker ktsas ba'inan. Tosfos asked the kashi. He said, "If you hold lechi mishim mechitza, so what am I worried about? Nida mishim mavo." So Tosfos says a shtikl tayra because I need heker ktsas ba'inan. Rambam disagrees. Rambam holds if you hold lechi mishim mechitza, that's all it is. The heker apparently is even unnecessary. I don't even need a heker ktsas. Says the Rambam, Kolzman, I have a lechi, it's going to be matir. This halacha that we've been speaking about, barichus, in the Rishonim, that there has to be some tangential quality to the matir. It sounds like for the Rambam, at least in lechi, it is unnecessary. That's what appears to result from the Rambam. It's a simple answer. Somebody told me that the Merkavas Mishnah says it. I don't own one. If anyone owns one, they can go look and see if he says it. I don't own one, so I don't... Huh? Why did he tell me that?
I don't know, but he keeps saying it, so I'm assuming he's saying
it. He didn't say it to me. I haven't spoken to him in ages. I'm absolutely sure.
Okay. bad guess.
What's this? I never spoke about this, about this kasha in the Rambam.
I don't know. He told it to me at least 5 times.
From the Merkava's Mishnah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear from him. No. I definitely know where I heard it. I told my son the Shtickle Torah a couple of nights ago, and he told me it's Merkava's Mishnah, and he said, but Tati, you don't have one, so you can't look it up. And I said, you're right. So when you get home, go to your Eitzris Kochma and look it up for me. And he forgot. And he never did. I called him this morning, and he said, now you tell me I'm already on my way to Kailo. So I didn't have it. So I don't know. So I deny everyone. I haven't seen, by the way, I haven't seen Yaakov Moshe in days. Is he okay? Is he becoming the afternoon?
He was just feeling awesome.
I've seen him in days. Last time I saw him was, I think, before I even learned the sugyot, before I saw the sugyot. So I didn't hear from him. So if he's been telling it to you, that's great. So okay, I was Mechavet Yermakev submission. So that's an important point. Okay, I'm out of time. So Yitz Hashem will, on Sunday, my gut is I think we're going to go weiter, and I'll have Mar Mekaymas for at least the next sugyot, the Vova and Aleph. And okay, we'll leave Efshel at Samson for another time. Okay, have a good Shabbos, guys.
Sorry.